Whoa. Where are they from? What grade are they?
The 10th grade here and the 12th grade here. It's two different grades.
Two different worlds. You all said today, Allah Nisim. In Allah Nisim, we say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did with us. One of the things that we say in Allah Nisim is that we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam al ha-milchamos. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam on the wars. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for the wars. Or we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam that we are able to conquer the war. We are able to win the war. That we conquered the enemy and we won the war. Why do we say al ha-milchamos? Why do we say the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're giving you praise on the milchamos? There are a lot of terutzim, there are a lot of answers on this question. I want to tell you an answer that I hope will give you the ability to fight your war. Every person in this world is here to fight a war. The Torah Gedosha, we are called Tzivos Hashem in Parashas Va'era. Tzivos Hashem means that we're in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all soldiers. And once you're drafted into the army, we're here to fight a war. And every generation fights a different war, and every generation has its war to fight. And we have to realize why we have to say the Ribbono Shel Olam Shvach, praise that we have a war. It says in Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's parasha, listen to something that will give you a lot of strength. The Yetzer Tov is called a Yeled Miskein. He's called a Yeled. Why is the Yetzer Tov called a Yeled? Because he's fresh. He's always young. He's not old. He's a Yeled. Why is he a Yeled Miskein? Because he's always in trouble. Because he's always in Sakana. What does that mean? Sakana is on this world. Dangers on this world keep a person alive and keep a person awake. When a person goes on a short path and he puts his car on cruise control, he could even go to sleep. Because he doesn't have to control it. But if he's going on a curvy road and every minute he has to make a turn, he can't sleep because he has to be awake and realize here after turn, here after turn, here after turn. The reason why on this world we're able to be always awake and always renew ourselves and always go and be able to become again with a new koyach, a new brand, a new eslavos, that's because we always have dangers. Yeled, you know why we're always young and young and young? Because mis came, because we realize we're in trouble. If we wouldn't have a milchama, we would be stagnant. We wouldn't grow. Why does a person grow? You know why a person grows? Because he realizes the danger, and he realizes he has to overcome the danger, and he realizes that the only way to overcome the danger is to grow and to fight the danger. So recognizing that there is a molchama is one thing that we have to give the Ribbono Shel Olam Shvach V'Yedoah for. Because if you go through the world and you don't realize that you're in the middle of a war, then you won't fight. Then you'll think everything is okay. So the first thing we have to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you, is for telling us that we are in the middle of a war and realizing we're in the middle of a war. And I'm going to tell you something that maybe you'll understand, maybe you won't understand, maybe you'll think I'm extreme, but I'm telling you something that the Goyish world agrees with me. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us technology in our generation which could take a person in 1 minute to Sheol Tachtas. In 1 minute to the worst of the worst. Why? Why do we have to have that? You know why? Because if not, we wouldn't realize that we're in the middle of a war and we would be stagnant. So Ribbono Shel Olam showed us the dangers that you can't say you're not in danger. You can't say you're not in danger. You can't say you're not living in a dangerous world. You can't say everything is alright and I could go on as usual and I could live a normal life and I don't have to do anything about it. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam showed every single person in this world that we're in the middle of a war. Because he realized that for a minute you leave go, you could fall all the way down. How do you go up on the Mizbech? With what you walked onto the Mizbech? With steps? Who knows how you went onto the Mizbech? No?
A ramp.
Why not with steps?
You know
why? Because when steps, you go onto the 10th step. Could you stay there?
Yeah.
You don't have to be afraid of slipping back.
Yeah.
But on a ramp, you always know that you're in danger of slipping back. The only way to go up in this world is to realize that if you're not going to fight, you're going to slip into the Gehenna. You're going to slip into Sheol Tachtos. That's where you go on a ramp. And the Rebbeinu Shem shows it to you, black and white in front of your eyes. Black and white in front of your eyes, that you're in the middle of a war. And what is your job? To join the army and to go up and to fight that war. How do you fight that war? How do you fight that war? Who could figure me out the numerical value of the word milchomis? Not you. Who could figure me out the numerical value of the word milchomis? Five twenty-four is the gematria, the numerical value of Talmud Bavli. A Gemara, that's the only way to fight the war. There's no other way. There's no other way to fight the war without learning Torah. It's the only way to fight the war. Let me ask you a very interesting question. The Rebbeinu gave us ears. He gave us two ways to close the ear. You can take the lobe of the ear and close it. You can take your finger and put it in. That's why the fingers are up. Come to a point, the Gemara says, because you could close your ears. The Rebbeinu gave us something to close our eyes. The Bnei Rishon gave us two ways to close our mouth. Right? He didn't give anything to close the mind. Your mind travels by itself, right? If you just don't sit and think something, suddenly you think about this and think about that. There's no way to shut the mind. Why not? Why didn't Rebbeinu Shem give us? Just like he gave us a way to protect our eyes by closing it. That if we see something that we shouldn't see, we close our eyes and we look the other way. If we want to talk something that we shouldn't talk, we close our teeth and we close our lips. And we don't talk. We hear Lashon Hara, we hear Nevel Peh, we close our ears. So why didn't he give a way to close our mind? You know why? Because the mind isn't something gashmius. The mind is ruchnius. You can't close it with a piece of a lip. You can't close it with a piece of meat. You can close it with ruchnis. You know what closes the mind? A Gemara closes the mind. If you occupy your mind and you cover your mind with Gemara, then it closes your mind. But you know why it doesn't? You're going to tell me it's not true, it doesn't close my mind, right? You know why it doesn't? Because it doesn't occupy your whole mind. If you learn Torah and it'll occupy your whole mind, then your mind won't think anything else. And that's the only way to fight. The only way to fight is to take your whole mind and should be occupied with Torah HaKadosha. Then the Torah HaKadosha should occupy your mind. I want you to prove me wrong or prove me right. Try it once. Give once a day. 3 hours. Take 3 hours. Learn for 3 hours straight. Once. I'm not asking you more than that. Once, 3 hours straight. You know what you'll see? You'll feel an enjoyment that you never felt in your life. I promise you. You'll learn 3 hours straight without being mafsik. You'll feel an enjoyment that you'll never want to put it away again. Whatever enjoyment you ever thought was the most ultimate enjoyment of this world, whatever the world taught you, whatever the newspapers taught you, whatever the advertisements taught you is the ultimate enjoyment of this world, 3 hours of Torah is the greatest enjoyment that there is. Nothing compares to it. And once you'll have it, you'll never let go of it. Because you'll realize, how good it is. And that's how you have milchomis. That's how you win the milchomis. There's no other way. All the other ways are not going to get you anyway. No way is it going to get you. The only thing that will get you to win the milchom is to become Tamid HaChacham, to learn Torah HaKadosha, to learn Torah, to live in Torah, to learn what the Torah wants from us, to elevate yourself, and you'll be zeicha to be able to be mekabel pnei Mashiach b'meira b'yameinu.
Amen.